Andy's Roundtable here on Easy FM. Continuing on the topic of love, it's common for Chinese parents to persuade their children to find a boyfriend or girlfriend and arrange blind dates for them when they become adults. But ironically, when their children are younger, many parents would try more than you can imagine to nip a young puppy love in the bud. And the Sina Weibo blog asking, what have your parents done to prevent you from engaging in puppy love, became the social networking site's most commented one in 24 hours. So, do you think Chinese parents are that tricky or, let's say, bad or irrational?
Well, sometimes I think Chinese parents would go as far as following their kids to after school and check their diaries and even their phones just to make sure that their child is not seeing some... having a boyfriend or a girlfriend or, you know, when it's an inappropriate age for them. And it just seems like, yeah, like these parents can be pretty outrageous or totally irrational when it comes to this early love issue.
Well, I think it's interesting because, I mean, to be honest, these behaviors, I would say, are not that abnormal globally. I mean, parents, they want to know, I mean, especially with technology. I mean, it's so amazingly easy right now to be a parent and to know more about what your child is doing and what they're talking about with their friends and things like that. Like in the US and the UK, you know, the concerns are going to be a little bit different. Not so much about, oh, early love, but, you know, has my child had sex yet? Are they talking about drugs? You know, these kinds of concerns. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go through pretty much the same, you know, the same kind of routines of checking text messages if they can, peeping at diaries if they can, talking to friends and things like that. And in general, I mean, like, talking to your friends, talking to your child's friends and understanding who they are, what kind of person they are, I think is one of the best ways to kind of keep tabs on your child.
Well, I think one difference here with Chinese parents is that the reason that they publicize by parents why they are stopping their children, preventing them from seeing another opposite sex child or person, is that it is not good for their studies. And I think in America, it's more about, you know, just the general well-being of a child.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit different. But I would say, but again, I mean, like the outcome in terms of behavior, the thinking is different. Mm. But I think the behavior is actually quite similar.
Yeah, that's true. But let's talk about the thinking that puppy love is somehow negative for a child's development and should not be encouraged. This seems to be the unanimous thinking between parents and schools, right?
Yeah, it seems like the parents in schools are just on the same camp on this one, and then they want to prevent young people from different opposite sex to meet or just try to limit the chances that they can meet or spend time together. And some schools have even published some really strange rules, such as prohibiting boys and girls from passing notes, being together in certain areas, and even giving each other gifts. And I think there are like strict bans on these things, and also like not eating together and all those kind of things. And it's all under the reason they say that they just want them to study, focus on your studies. That's all that is important in life.
Well, it's also just reinforcing traditional beliefs about marriage and sex and things like that. And so one of the biggest problems right now is that, you know, on the one hand, they don't want puppy love, but that also is coupled with there's not very good sex education. There's not really the sex talk between parents and their children. And so we end up with unintended pregnancies and things like that. Because, look, kids are going to do pretty much whatever they want. If they really want to do something, they're going to find a way to do it. The key to being a parent, I think, is figuring out how to help them do that safely.